Police spokesman Superintendent Lamin Jai said experts are investigating the cause of the fire that ravaged the Bilal Islamic boarding school. UNICEF and other agencies, including Gambia's Human Rights Center, have extended condolences to the bereaved families. They have also called for a thorough investigation of the incident. The National Human Rights Commission has called on the school and relevant authorities to ensure that other students are receiving psychosocial support for shock and trauma. Vice President Aishatou Touré visited the injured at the main hospital in Banjul on behalf of President Adama Barrow, according to the state broadcaster.
It's a very sad thing for the whole country because these are young, able-bodied youth who have gone out to seek for knowledge. And unfortunately, this happened. So he feels so sad and he feels so concerned. That's why I am here with my delegation to meet the doctors and to go to the to check the children who are in the intensive care unit. I believe that they will survive.
Meanwhile, students have been withdrawn from the school pending the outcome of the investigation. The police spokesman says no one has been arrested yet. For VOA News, this is Pandrim by reporting from Raleigh, North Carolina.